Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week time. Kids are all fired up. You can make sure that we know about a kid that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. Just go to WGNRadio.com. And, Joe, what do you do from there? Is there a Kid of the Week tab that you would hit? Do you just close your eyes really tight and say Kid of the Week? How do you get to the Kid of the Week?
Yeah, the ladder can get you there. But, you go to WGNRadio.com/contests. And there's a tab for the Kid of the Week there, and you just fill out all the information, and we'll take it from there.
And we would love to hear about your kids. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I like the little kid stuff, you know, because the little kids are fun. But these are such inspiring stories with the kids as they get older and get into high school. And today is no exception. I was particularly touched by this because growing up around a lot of Olympic-level drinkers, including having a brother who has been clean and sober now for 16 years, I was touched by a story. So please meet this week's Kid of the Week. It is Wesley Cotter, all the way from West Virginia. Where in West Virginia?
I'm from Bridgeport, West Virginia.
Help us out. Where is that in relation to, say, Charleston or someplace else?
Yeah, so I'm about 45 minutes to 30 minutes south of Morgantown, West Virginia, which is right close to the border of Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
You still got plenty of pretty mountains and stuff there?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful there. I love it.
Well, nice to have you on. The story that we got from somebody here that knows you well, you have two older brothers who were in and out of rehab for over 5 years. Now let's jump to the good news. They're clean and sober now for how long?
They've been clean and sober for about a year and a half now.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Now, you took it upon yourself to raise money and awareness to help people that are affected to get help, because I'm sure you've probably learned at this point you can't love them enough to make them quit. They've got to do it themselves, but there are resources you need to help them get there.
You're exactly right, yeah. So what really inspired me to create this kind of nonprofit thing was to go to the World Leadership Conference through Hobie in Chicago. Actually, I was there last week, and it was such a life-changing experience. It was so great. And what was really cool is I also got to help out my brothers on the way, and like now they're super invested into this nonprofit, and we're ready to like make this a big deal. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, their particular issue is opioids?
I'm not sure. Like, I never really got into like the deep details of what kind of drug they were on. So I don't really know, but that's what I'm kind of wanted to keep it as.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm also intrigued by the fact that your two older brothers are listening to their younger brother and that you've opened a door for him. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And they've also opened the door for me to help other addicts, too, to see what it's like. It's so cool.
This conference that you came to here, this is all about running a nonprofit? Is that the focus?
The focus is just to be a leader and how to stay just and just be a public speaker and be able to do uncomfortable things and do what you think is right through life.
Sounds comfortable to me, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wesley, my name's G, and my question for you is, what throughout this journey have you learned that you wish you could share with other families that are going through what you guys went through?
Yeah, so the one thing that I've learned is that these addicts, they're still themselves. There's just like a cloud over them that is kind of the drugs are controlling them, so it's not the actual them. It's like a puppet inside their body making them do terrible things, but really you still need to love them as you love them before. you know, that these addicts, they deserve everything that I deserve. They deserve everything that any human being deserves.
Wesley, my name's Mark. Where'd you get the motivation slash confidence to sort of step into this role? It almost feels like you're trying to save your family a little bit.
I kind of stepped into this role just because I'm ready to go out and see the world. I'm ready to be that leader. And I think this is such a cool motive because I can help other families as well. Right now, my family is going great. Like, my brothers are clean. They're in Clemson. One is in Clemson, South Carolina. And my other brother is actually living at home. But he's also helping other lives at a different rehabilitation center.
That's tremendous.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That's awesome.
What do you think you want to do?
Well, I've always been big into acting. I've probably do about 5 shows a year, and I love teaching. I've always thought teaching would be cool, but right now, after going to Hobie, my mind might have been changed a little bit of maybe, I don't know, being an activist or something, just doing what I think is right.
Changing the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. You're a fine young man, and I mean that with all the respect that I could possibly muster. And your Uncle David is the guy that told us about it, so we thank you, Uncle David.
Yeah,
but you're doing a great thing. And
thank you.
You know, I know you know what codependency is, and I'm just glad that you're not in it, because I was till I was about 40, 45 probably before I finally realized I wasn't, you know, going to be able to save anybody, and it wasn't all up to me, and I wasn't the all-powerful person, and the, you know, the problem with codependence is part of it's your ego, too. Your ego tells you that, you know, how could this person be doing this to me? They're not doing it to you.
Right.
It's happening to them in front of you. And that doesn't excuse the behaviors, but it does create an opportunity for empathy to try to help them out and, you know, do what Wesley's done. Do whatever you can in your life that makes sense, whether it's driving them to get help.
Exactly,
or helping them look up something online or starting your own nonprofit.
Yeah. You can't help an addict unless they want to be helped.
Yeah. You're a good dude.
Thank you.
I appreciate you getting up and being on the show. So have a fine West Virginia day, and tell your Uncle David we appreciate the tip on you. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you a good Chicago pizza from Lou Malnati's, because I can't believe the crap you're eating there, because it's pizza. So hold on, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much.